There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We are back with more Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the program. Plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to get more into what happened with Chris Cantwell, who's in our studio here tonight, Ian, Mark, and Cantwell, a few nights ago here in Keene, New Hampshire, where you had to draw your gun on some advancing maniacs who appeared very intent on causing you harm because you were recording a an in-the-streets conflict that was happening at like 3 in the morning in downtown Keene, New Hampshire. The police came, and you ended up with no holes in your chest.
Surprisingly enough.
As a result. So we'll talk about that here. But we actually are in the middle, for those of you just tuning in, we're in the middle of a story, which I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's really long, from the National Review. And it gets political later, which I don't really care about. Talking about like the political personalities in Wisconsin, which don't interest me at all. But what does interest me is that there apparently are being police raids are being performed against political opponents in Wisconsin. So there's this what's called Act 10, and the way this is described is with the Wisconsin budget repair bill. This limits public employee benefits and altered collective bargaining rules for public employee unions. I don't know if that thing's passed or what the status of this Act 10 is, but
it's frightening.
It sounds like the government bureaucrats are doing whatever they can to strike the fear of the state into those people who are trying to restrict the bennies of those very state agents. So no one should really be surprised that they're acting in a violent manner here. But Chris Cantwell, you say you are surprised about this. You've never heard anything like this before.
Of police raiding a house, seizing property, and then telling
more than
people
one house
to not call their lawyers or talk about the incident. That sounds to me like a new level of scary. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It's pretty scary. I mean, we know that the government, the federal level, has been issuing these national security letters for years, where if you get one of these NSLs, you are ordered to not talk about that you've received it. So that's not unheard of previously. That doesn't mean it's okay. It's a terrible, scary thing. It's an obvious infringement on free speech. But that's happened. Now it's combined with a police raid.
Yeah, and that's done under the auspices of we're doing this to prevent, terrorism and foreign threats.
Well,
this is being done, as it sounds to be so far in the article, as we've gotten through it, this is a politically motivated thing where people are having their homes broken into and ransacked and then being told, don't contact your lawyer by a state and or local police department.
Right. And so we're in the third of three stories here. We've got Rachel, which is not her real name. Her family was herded into one room and watched as the police carried off their personal possessions, including items that had nothing to do with the subject of the search warrant. And they were given the similar warnings of don't call your lawyer, don't talk to anyone, don't tell your friends. The kids watched, alarmed, as the school bus drove by, with students inside watching the spectacle of uniformed police surrounding the house, carrying out their belongings.
Imagine what that's like. I mean, these are your friends, know where you live, because you get picked up near your house, and there they go by on the school bus, and there's all kinds of police cars loaded out in front of your house. Good luck explaining that tomorrow at school. You probably miss today's school because the cops have you huddled in a room.
Well, right.
You know what? I'm tired of calling these people cops. I mean, let's just start calling them what they are. These people are Brown Church. This is the Stasi. I mean, any kind of pejorative meted out against one of these union thugs that happens to have a badge and a gun is just too good for them.
They were also told they couldn't tell anyone at school, so they had to remain silent, ostensibly. Again, what is the consequence going to be? They've already raided your home. Are they going to execute you if you go ahead and
they're going to put you in jail if they feel like it.
Yeah, if you think this house raid was bad, you just go ahead, mention it to somebody and see what happens to you then.
The mom watched as her entire life was laid open before police, her professional files, personal files, everything. She knew this was all politics. She knew a rogue prosecutor was targeting her for her political beliefs, and she realized that every aspect of her life she said, was in their hands, and they hate me, unquote. Fortunately for her family, the police didn't taunt her or her children. Some of them seemed embarrassed by what they were doing, and at the end of the ordeal, one officer looked at the family still confined to one room and said, "Some days I hate my job." For dozens of conservatives, the years since Scott Walker's first election as the governor of Wisconsin transformed the state into a place where conservatives have faced early morning raids, multi-year secretive criminal investigations, slanderous and secretive leaks to sympathetic media, and intrusive electronic snooping. Yes, Wisconsin, the cradle of the progressive movement and home of the Wisconsin idea, the marriage of state governments and state universities to govern through technocratic reform, was giving birth to a new progressive idea, the use of law enforcement as a political instrument, as a weapon to attempt to undo election results, shame opponents, and ruin lives. Most Americans have never heard of these raids or of the lengthy criminal investigations of Wisconsin conservatives, and for good reason. Bound by comprehensive secrecy orders, conservatives were left to suffer in silence as leaks ruined their reputations, as neighbors looking through windows and dismayed at the massive police presence, the lights shining down on targets' homes, wondered, no doubt, what on earth did that family do? Well, look, I don't want to put blame on these people. They, you know, they don't deserve this. I'm not saying they deserve this. But every single one of these conservatives who's bemoaning what's happening here, oh, how could this happen to us? This is America. We're not drug dealers. Well, you guys cheered it on when it was happening to the drug dealers, didn't you? You thought this was A-OK, totally fine, hunky-dory, when the cops were busting down pot dealers' doors, when they were, you know, throwing people in prison and destroying families over a little LSD or some MDMA or whatever. And you guys stood in the wings and you talked about how great the police were. And thank you, police, for keeping our streets clean and safe. And oh, what do you know? Now the very same auspices, the same tools of violence have been turned against you.
Yeah, it's I hope that people who are concerned about this are looking at it as sort of a wake-up call, that this is what happens when you give people this kind of power over you. When you create a system where people have the power to break down doors violently in the middle of the night and seize property from people, hey, maybe that's not the best of ideas. Maybe it's not a good idea to have a massive militarized force roaming the streets of your city, taking property from people who have harmed nobody. Might be a little thing that you want to get concerned about before it happens to you.
So don't be surprised when you've helped build and cheer on the sort of the tools of tyranny here. And then when they turn those tools against you, when you lose political power and somebody else gets into office and then they decide that you're the enemy and that you need to be stopped and intimidated.
Right. You don't get freedom by advocating for tyranny for other people. As a matter of fact, To get freedom, first you must be able to define it. And the vast majority of conservatives and liberals and progressives and whatever else they are out there can't even define it. They don't even know what it means.
Share your thoughts with us here at 855-453. I'm not going to go on with the rest of this article. It's very, very lengthy, but we will post it up on our Facebook and Google Plus, and you can not Google Plus. We're not really doing that anymore. Twitter. And you can check it out when you get a chance. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to access those. Let's talk to Zach, listening in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Zach.
Hey. Hold on 1 second. Let me take out speaker.
Oh, well, that would be appreciated. Normally, you will sound better if you are not on speakerphone.
Yeah. Is that good?
Go ahead, Zach.
All right. So, first, I just wanted to say, thank you for kind of discussing that Coast Guard thing. Either was that yesterday or 2 days ago?
A gentleman called in, and he was going to go. He needed some money to go to college, so he decided he was going to go into. What's that?
That was actually me.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I was just saying thank you.
Sure.
Oh,
well,
you're welcome.
Do a little recap for everybody here, so that folks that are listening will know what happened, and then tell us what you liked about it.
Basically, I called in about something else, and then just kind of requested your opinion on the Coast Guard and. You guys, and the fact that I was joining, and one of my big motivators was, you know, some money for college, and you kind of rebutted that and offered, kind of said that I should look more in depth and see if there's other avenues I can pursue to kind of obtain some money for college. And, even after I got off the phone, I think you spent a decent amount of the next segment kind of talking about that, and I got from think the Army or Navy called in and kind of discussed his experience with it, and I was just really appreciative of the fact that you kind of gave that some time and gave me a little bit of food for thought and an alternate viewpoint from everyone else kind of cheering me on, saying, oh, yeah, Coast Guard.
Yeah, that's true.
We it's a subject that's worth discussing. We did want to ask you.
That thought, Mark. Whatever it is you want to ask, we'll bring Zach back here in a moment because actually he's calling for a different reason, I think. 855-450-FREE is our number. Free Talk Live.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
When I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops. It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting the Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did. Run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whoa. welcome to Free Talk Live. We're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Plus, coming up, more on Chris Cantwell's encounter with some psychopaths in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, where he had to pull his gun to try to, in hopes to not actually have to shoot this person, but it came damn close. In fact, had you not been carrying a revolver, you may have apparently shot these people. We can talk more about the details of what went down. It's gone viral, by the way, the article over at ChristopherCantwell.com, the video on YouTube. I checked a couple days ago. It had 50,000 views.
Oh, it's over 500,000 at this point.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
We were getting pretty close to 600,000 last I checked, and I have not checked the stats today.
It's once this thing, it's obviously already hit the gun rights community. I mean, that's why it's going crazy like that.
Yeah, and that's where some of the criticism comes from, and I'd like to get into that.
Me too. We'll come back to it here in a moment. Your calls come first, and also I want to let you know where to go to get Bitcoin. Go to expresscoin.com. You can get Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin as well. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. You can use a money order or check, and they're a licensed money services business. You can start off over at expresscoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. Just go to expresscoin.com, and you can do it from your smartphone via their app, which you can download at expresscoin.com. Don't forget to use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all, no transfer fee, on up to $40 worth of Bitcoin or one of those other ones. If you use code FTL for your coupon code at expresscoin.com. Again, that's expresscoin.com. Zach is back with us here in Chicago. Zach, you had called in. You were talking about thinking about moving or going into the, not the Marine Corps, was the, oh God, what was it? The Coast Guard. Thank you. You're going into the Coast Guard, and Mark really confronted you, I think, with a good question about, you know, would you be willing to shoot someone whose only desire was to be more free, who, you know, if they cross a certain threshold on a boat or something, they can get to more freedom, but your job would be to prevent that from happening, and your superiors will order you to shoot this person who hasn't hurt anyone else. They're just seeking more freedom, and that put you, I think, into a very difficult position because you seem to be someone who cares about freedom, but yet you would be in a role where you would be oppressing people's freedom. And so it gave you a few things to think about. And was there further that you wanted to add to that discussion? Because then Mark had a question for you.
No, I'm good on that.
You're complete? Okay. Yeah, so one of the things is that I think is unfair for, you know, preachers like Ian and I to get out there and say, you shouldn't do that without giving somebody some kind of, you know, alternatives. And because it's, you know, you shouldn't go into the military is a prohibition. It's not a path for, it's not a suggestion. It's really not giving anybody any kind of help. And we didn't ask you what you wanted to do as far as going to college and that sort of thing, because you wanted the money for college. So what do you want to go to college for?
I'm wanting to go to college and study political science.
You're passionate about that? What are you hoping to, what kind of career are you hoping to get into?
I either wanted to be a, like, major in political science and minor in journalism. And I really want to be, do some alternative news and, kind of like what you guys do, but maybe more on the writing side and like internet articles, blog posts, stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think you need to go to college to write on a blog. I mean, that's just my opinion.
A lot of it's just like credibility, though. And I mean, because obviously if I don't have to go to college, I don't want to. So I looked into it a little bit. And a lot of it is just like people don't take you seriously unless you have a degree. And whether that's right or wrong, you know, it's just,
I don't know who those people are.
Those type of people certainly do exist, especially if you're trying to write for somebody else. Credentials are certainly helpful. As a guy who does make his living as a blogger and a talker, I can tell you that I am a high school dropout, and there are certainly people in this world who do not take me seriously. But you know, when I put out content, that content either grabs the attention of readers or it does not, and it gets around. And you know, there's a number of ways that you can monetize that. That said, I'm not exactly getting rich doing it, so I might not be the best person to take advice from.
Yeah, I see that. Now, look, as far as what you were saying, political science, isn't political science like a degree that you get if you want to be a teacher? Like, what do you do with a political science
degree? If you
want
to be a politician, I think, or, you know, some kind of...
politician?
Some kind of think tank. Well, that's where you start. You get the political science degree, then you go work for the think tank, then you get your... You work for some campaigns while you're at the think tank, and then as you work for the campaigns, you move up as the campaigner, and then, you know, a political operative, perhaps, you know, at some point or another, you run your own campaign.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound worth 4 years of schooling to me.
Well, so what I would say to this is that, again, Ian, you're just saying...
But I'm a skeptic.
Nuh-uh. And nuh-uh isn't particularly helpful. My suggestion would be is, why don't you check out some of these organizations that you respect? Like, maybe you like Reason Magazine, or maybe you like, you know, I don't know, just some of these other organizations.
I might suggest you go to the Mises Institute before you go to Reason or Cato.
Fine. You know, any of these liberty organizations, if that's your bend.
But check them out to what? Ask about what does it require to get a job there or something?
Be an intern. I know that the IHS offers summer internship programs.
Institute for Humane Studies.
Yeah, the Institute for Humane Studies. Also, FEE, the Foundation for Economic FEE. What is FEE?
Foundation for Economic Education.
Education.
Now, isn't it the case that you have to be in college to go to those?
I don't know what the specifics are.
I
think you have to be just college age.
Yeah, you might be right.
Check out these internships where they actually, in some cases, they actually get you paid, and see whether you can get on with one of these organizations as an a low paid intern. You're going to learn as much, if not more, in 4 years working for crap money from these people than even Cato in Washington. They've got all kinds of interns there all the time.
There's no better way to parlay into an actual paid position than to be an intern somewhere. At least that's been my experience.
And a lot of times they'll have scholarship programs built out into these organizations. They want to send you to George Mason University.
Yeah, let the Koch brothers pay the tab.
Darn right. and this way you're not put into some situation where, you have to compromise your principles, and you're probably going to be safer as a result.
Zach, what was the other reason you were calling tonight? Go real quick with that.
Okay, I wanted to actually ask Mark a few questions about unschooling and homeschooling.
We'll give you one question for tonight. Go ahead.
Okay. Have you had problems with trying to unschool your son, I believe, and like with the government, have you had them try to like come in and tell you what you can and can't do, or been tried to force take certain tests or whatnot?
Excellent question.
Each state is different on this and what the requirements are. In New Hampshire, you're supposed to fill out, I think it's an annual report of what it is you're doing, lesson plan, that sort of thing. But we never had him in government school, so he's not as much on their radar. However,
so you're not doing that then?
Jack,
civil disobedience?
No, we are not doing that, but Jack is not a New Hampshire resident.
Jack, what does that mean? Is he an inhabitant?
No, he lives in Florida.
Oh.
So because my wife goes back and forth between the two states.
What's the requirement in Florida?
I have no idea. He's not there all the time.
I suspect you're breaking Florida law. Thank you for the call, Zach. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453.
Then he'll be a Georgia resident after that.
855-450-3733. I say embrace the civil disobedience. You shouldn't have to tell some bureaucrat how you're educating your kids. 855-453. And I wish more homeschoolers and unschoolers would just opt out and say, screw you, bureaucrats. It's Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy. KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining us here tonight, or joining you here tonight, it's Ian
Cantwell
and Mark.
ChristopherCantwell.com is his website. Ours, freetalklive.com. Mark, coming up in July, you're going to be in Vegas for Freedom Fest.
That's right. From the 8th to the 11th, Freedom Fest is going on. It's the world's largest gathering of free minds. This year's theme is Discover the New American Dream. And it's going to be... It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a big event. I'd say the biggest event ever as far as they go, and maybe of all Liberty events. They're going to have Paul Krugman and debate Steve Moore. Now, Steve Moore is the Wall Street Journal columnist and chief economist for the Heritage Foundation. Paul Krugman is the Nobel Prize-winning economist and New York Times columnist, and they're going to debate austerity versus stimulus, red state versus blue state, flat tax versus progressive tax. I think this is going to be an incredible event, and for that, you know, if it was just that, this would, event would be worth going to, but there's going to be all kinds of big names at this event. Senator Mike Lee, Grover Norquist, Congressman Alan West, George Gilder, John Allison, Glenn Beck, John Fund, Star Parker, Justin Amash, Floyd Brown, Joseph Farrar, the Skousens who throw the event, excuse me, Dinesh D'Souza, Peter Thiel, Steve Forbes, John Mackey. This is the biggest event, and it's got the biggest names. It's got a huge vendor area. It's going to be a lot of fun. Please come out and hang out with me at Freedom Fest. If you decide to go, make sure you click that you heard it on the radio. That will let them know that you heard it from Free Talk Live. They're kind of testing us out here, and I'd love to have them come on board as a much bigger sponsor of Free Talk Live. So it's freedomfest.com. You can actually call them, too. Freedomfest.com. The number is 855-850-FREE. It's 855-850-FREE for Freedom Fest.
All right, let's go right back into your calls and thoughts. We've got Jimmy in Tucson. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. Hey, everyone. I'm proud of Cantwell and how he handled that situation.
Well, thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah, I wish he would have been there when my wife Milford was beating my ass. And,
Do you think she would have been dissuaded by just a handgun?
I don't know. You know, she's been having a lot of problems here lately because she's a competitive bodybuilder, power lifter, and eater. And yeah, she's on a lot of steroids. So she was roid raging on me one day. You know, she got upset with me. She ended up beating me up, and I was upset. I wish somebody had been there to help me out.
I would definitely come to your come to your aid, Jimmy. You've been the source of much entertainment here on Free Talk Live, and I hate to see anything bad happen to
you. What's it like when a woman is roid raging? Normally, you hear about steroids with beefcake men, weightlifters and cops and things like that.
Oh, it's demeaning, and it made me upset, and the reason she did it, I thought, was ridiculous. You know, she was pretty upset over something that I thought was kind of silly.
What's that?
And she got upset with me because I accidentally gave her favorite chihuahua chlamydia, and she got a little mad at me.
Oh my! You naughty boy, Jimmy. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE.
Milford has quite a temper anyway, is what I hear. I can only imagine when she's on the steroids how that is.
I think that might be Jimmy's best call yet. Gave the chihuahua chlamydia.
Joe is in Houston, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, guys. What's up? I'm a first-time caller, a long-time listener. I don't know if you guys talked about this, but... it's about this attorney in California. He's trying to pass a petition to get it on the ballot so they can end alimony. And I want to say that I think it's a good idea because if you guys notice, too many women are getting away with basically literally murdering court. I don't understand why when you divorce a woman, we have to continue paying them. What do you guys think about that?
Well, so I'm a little bit torn about this. I oppose alimony flat out. Let me say something to that, right? But I do sort of feel like if a person is basically putting themselves in a situation where they're dependent on you and you are leading them to believe that they will be able to be dependent on you forever, I have some sympathy for the desire to see them taken care of in some way afterwards. However, what's being done to men in family courts these days is absolutely horrendous, and alimony is one really terrible example of that. I mean, it's after we are in a marriage, the marriage is not working out, and so I'm going to leave you, and that's going to incur obligations on me to uphold your what's the line that they give you, the standard of living to which they have become accustomed.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That's sick and depraved, because the way that we were able to achieve that standard of living was by both of us having that standard of living, for me to go and move out of the house and be separate from you, and I'm going to have to work twice as hard to maintain my own standard of living.
Well, right, because
that's sick.
You're two people under the same roof. You're sharing bills, or at least to some extent. You have shared responsibilities. At the very least, maybe, you're paying the bills, but she's taking care of the house or something like that, right? But
right.
Now you're outside of that relationship. You're now on your own, presumably, until you can find somebody else. And then you still have the burden of taking care of this lady, and that's like twice the burden.
Yeah. And I mean, and again, I'm sympathetic to the idea behind it, because there's a statistic floats around that people say married men make 38% more than their single counterparts.
It's
right?
Probably so just their age.
It probably has something to do with age. It has something to do with their drive to get more, right? Because if they've got a family at home, they're necessarily going to, you know, strive to achieve more. And it's also just, you know, she's assisting you in your productivity, right? So, I mean, there's a woman is certainly providing a great deal inside of a marital relationship. But if that relationship goes south, that doesn't mean that you get to collect a check every week for the, you know, the rest of your life or however long a period of time they command.
Yeah, but here's what angers me is that I'm not saying all women, but most women in America, they love to say how they're independent and this and that, but they sure want what's in our pocket. You know what I mean?
Well, because it's foundationally ridiculous to say that they are going to be as independent as they would like to make themselves out to be. It's just, men and women have relationships for reasons, and that structure has been responsible for mankind becoming the undisputed ruling species of the planet. And there are people who want to dismantle that, and those people are going contrary to our nature, and we are having catastrophic outcomes as a result.
Well, I think that people should be able to live the life they want to live, right? Like, so if a woman decides, I don't want to marry a man, I want to make it on my own and be a... you know, something in a field where men generally dominate. I want to be a doctor, or whatever it is that person wants to do. They should be able to do that if that's what they want
to
do.
If they are able to do that. If they are going to a courthouse to get it done, then they are by definition incapable of doing that.
Agreed.
Joe, thanks for calling with that tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And you can join us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So let's go back to the story that we were discussing previously, Chris Cantwell. You were in the streets of Keene, 3 in the morning, a few nights ago, on the way home. You heard some commotion, sounded like some women were crying and they were frustrated. Then you pulled out your camera, you started recording that situation, and then both the men who were sort of threatening these women and the women turned against you.
Yes.
And demanded you turn the camera off. You refused to do that because you're in a situation now with some people who are potentially threatening to you, and it's a wise idea to keep rolling in a situation like that.
Yeah, I saw a situation that I thought might become violent, and sure enough, it did become violent, so it would seem that my assessment of the situation was quite accurate.
Luckily, you just refocused the violence on yourself.
Yep.
Well, it wasn't his intention, but that's what happened. He pulled a gun. You, Cantwell, pulled a gun out on these people when they rushed you, and you held them at bay. You managed to. Now, the video, you drop the camera when the gun comes out.
Right, but the audio continues to roll.
You get the audio track. The police show up shortly thereafter, and I want to continue the discussion, talk about some of the objections you've been hearing about. You've posted a response article over at ChristopherCantwell.com addressing some of these objections, but we'll address some on the air here in moments. Our number 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You may dial to join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. And if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you can go to our website and you can contribute to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month with any major credit card via PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. You send $5 a month in to Free Talk Live, and we take that and invest it into the show so we can get on more radio stations, so we can bring more internet listeners on board with the program, expand our satellite coverage, and bring new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you, if it's worth $5 a month, you get perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Go to, once again, amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. From ChristopherCantwell.com, the title of the big article is I Almost Killed Somebody Last Night. The newest article on your site, Chris, is the one where you're refuting some of the critiques, because this has blown up big time, not just within the liberty community, but also probably the gun rights community and the gun control community and, you know, all over the place. You've had over 500,000 views, you said, to the video so far. You can see this video over at ChristopherCantwell.com, where you were confronted by some people in the streets of downtown Keene. You pulled your gun on them. These psychos were coming after you because you were recording video of what you thought were two women who were being harassed by some men on the street. Now, you pull your gun, screaming at them, and I don't think we can play it on the air.
Because, you can't.
It is not airworthy or air-friendly. We could play it, but we'd have to bleep it.
Yeah.
you were screaming at these guys to get it through their heads that they were about to get shot, right?
Right. They were unaware of the severity of the situation is what scared the life out of me.
They seemed to even realize you had a gun in your hand.
They knew I had the gun because they did immediately stop their advance when they saw the gun. You can hear in the video, one guy says, dude, put that away.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, again, your advice is not terribly helpful. I'm sorry. You're a violent, raging lunatic in the street, and I'm pointing a gun at you. But at one point, these guys, they started to come closer, and I was like, are you kidding me? I'm pointing a gun at you. He says to me, you're not gonna shoot me. You're not a cop, bro. I'm like, oh my God, this guy doesn't understand that I'm going to kill him. And they wouldn't go away, right? Like, in my mind, you know, this I have four threats in front of me and five bullets in my gun.
Mm-hmm.
And I am looking at these people, and I'm saying, go get in your car, get out of here, and they would not go away until the KPD showed up.
So
what happened when the KPD showed up?
Yeah, how long was it between when you pulled the gun and KPD rolled up?
It was less than 2 minutes. It was inside of 2 minutes. It was an extraordinarily fast response, and they showed up. And I'll say, like, that was really the most terrifying part of the whole ordeal, of course, right? Because I'm the guy who wrote violently overthrow the government and Gabby Giffords begs for another bullet and all of these really, is scarily titled things about police and government. And I have a gun pointed at people, and I am terrified that I am going to wind up full of holes, gasping for air, dying a utterly meaningless death in the middle of the street.
Had this been Long Island, New York, you may very well. You likely would have, right? You'd be dead man.
I certainly would have. If I lived through it, I'd certainly be in prison because, having a carry permit in New York is not the easiest of things to do.
Right.
So, but they, as it turned out, I mean, they didn't even point their guns at me. They approached the scene very rapidly, but were absolutely not only courteous and professional, but calm. I was amazed by the calm demeanor of the officers because, you know, they were arriving in the middle of the scene of a violent crime where a man has a gun out, and they, walked up to me and told me to relax. They asked permission to take my gun, and I said, yes, please take my gun.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to be a threat to you, you know, and I said, I'm going to pat your pockets, okay? I said, okay, go ahead, pat my pockets. And I told them, I said, I know this is serious. I'm not screwing around with you guys because look, we have antagonized police in King, New Hampshire, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this happens, you know, from time to time, and I wanted them to know that I was treating this with this situation with the utmost seriousness. And they were courteous, kind, and professional, and I'm told that they took one of the guys into PC, which I presume
protective is custody.
Protective custody, because
he's probably wasted.
They were wasted and acting crazy. I mean, when you come towards a man with a gun pointed at your chest, I mean, that's probably right. Some sign of mental instability, drug-induced or otherwise. You're not okay,
mm-hmm.
You know. So it was amazing to me. Just how well the police had handled it. And it's funny that, you know, especially as of late, I've actually been on a really bad anti-police tear on my website because I felt as though Stefan Molyneux had not sort of addressed some of the recent police brutality issues to my satisfaction. So I decided to ramp it up and do things in the flamboyant way that I address issues. And so my website, the front page of my website, it was like covered with just all anti-cop stuff, and then I have to go and say, thank you for coming to help me. Now, the truth of the matter is, at that moment in time, I wouldn't have cared if it was Murray Rothbard or Adolf Hitler who came to help me. I just wanted the conflict to end, you know.
Sure.
And so they did, and they were very good about it.
You know, I think it's interesting, especially watching you go through this. Not what happened per se. I'm sorry you had to go through that. But to go through the process of realizing that the cops, at least the very least in Keene, I mean, I can't speak for Manchester or some of the other areas of New Hampshire, but at least the Keene police, I've always said this, but for a long time I've said this about them, that they are a cut above the average cops out there. I really believe that's true. Now, that doesn't mean they don't have problems. That doesn't mean they're not out there, you know, hurting peaceful people, like arresting cannabis users or telling our friend Derek Jay that he can't have a concealed weapons permit because he's unsuitable. There are issues that they have. There's no doubt about that.
There's a lot of issues with that. them, and they have imprisoned people that I care about, and that makes me look at them as my enemies, and I have told them that quite plainly. However, you know, when they do a right thing, I certainly don't have any problem mentioning it, and I'd have no business criticizing police if I was not going to be honest about my interactions with them.
Right, and that's how I felt about it, is when they're doing the wrong thing, I'm going to tell them they're doing the wrong thing, and when they're doing the right thing, which every now and then they do, you know, they will go after an actual criminal here and there, I will say thank you, and I will say I appreciate it when you guys go out there and you do the, you know, the right thing and go after actual criminals. And in this case, they're showing themselves to be calm in a scene where they would have reason to be crazy, right? Yeah. Like in a lot of police rolling up on that set, they'd pull guns on everybody and they'd, you know, shoot anybody that moved.
Yeah.
And they didn't do that, which is interesting. It was really interesting, too, when you mentioned that, because when you watch the video at ChristopherCampbell.com, again, the phone goes down when the gun comes out, and so there's no video for a period of time in the footage. And so all you get is audio, and you hear you saying that you're putting the gun down. So one would jump to the conclusion that you were being ordered to put the gun down and or being held at gunpoint, but in point of fact, you were not held
right.
at gunpoint.
What actually happened, because I got very scared, because one of my attackers goes to the police, and you can hear it on the video. He goes, "He's got a gun! He's got a gun!" And I'm like, "I'm going to die." This is what I'm thinking. You know, police are running up. They're coming up on the scene. They know who I am. They are entirely too familiar with
me. Call you by your first name.
The guy who wrote violently overthrow the government is pointing a gun at somebody, and there are nervous, crying people standing there. Yeah. And they, if they had decided to kill me, very few people would have even blinked at that.
Very few people would have witnessed it as well. Yep. And
they'd have had the video because they had the camera.
They could have made up whatever story they wanted to. So it is a real complimentary article towards the Keene police. And, you know, I don't have any distaste for most of the people on the Keene police. I find most of them to be folks that you can interact with, that you can talk to, you can have a conversation with, and I think they're more human-like because of that. And I think the fact that they're a small department, there's only 40, I think, uniformed officers in Keene police, that means that it's easier to know who all of them are. They certainly know who you are.
Yeah.
In fact, all of the Keene police likely know who you are by first name and will know you on site. You won't necessarily know who all of them are, but it's at least possible to know who most of them are. You'll encounter them over and over again. And so it's inevitable that you'll build relationships with them. I know when I came here to Keene as part of the Free State Project back in 2006, it's been almost a decade, that I was also very jaded towards police, and I thought police were bad guys. I went on a Keene police ride-along, actually, not too long after I moved here with Lieutenant Shane Maxfield, who's still with the department and I believe still holds that rank as lieutenant. It was about an hour long. It was me and Sam Dodson, who was a co-host on Free Talk Live for a while, and my girlfriend at the time. We were in the one of their SUVs, and we had an excellent conversation with him about ending the war on drugs, which he supports, and a variety of other issues, self-defense and gun ownership was in there as well. And I recommended to you, Chris, that you check that out. I don't know if you've had a chance to yet.
No, I should.
But let's talk more about what's coming next, because you might actually be going out on a date with a Keene police officer here.
What?
No, not an actual, like, relationship.
Oh, okay. No, I lost track of that.
You've got a coffee date, maybe. It's Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.